Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
But without sounding flippant to the hard work of some very intelligent judges, nothing, because we now have five federal appeals courts. Three of them have said this is constitutional. Two have said it's unconstitutional. I'm generalizing a little bit because some of them were a little fuzzy and weren't that clear. But what all this means is that the Supreme Court of the United States, though not lawfully compelled, will be morally compelled to rule on this. Why? Because the Constitution and federal law cannot mean different things in different parts of the country. For example, in the southeast of the United States, what's called the 11th Circuit, Obamacare is unconstitutional. And as a result of that, the governor of Florida is not enforcing it. But yet the governor of Georgia is enforcing it.
That's Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox explaining why he thinks that it really doesn't mean anything that the Washington Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of the president's health care plan this week. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will still have the final word, and that'll come sometime next year. The ruling to uphold Obamacare, number 10 this week on our countdown. Doug Steffen with a welcome to the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 11th of November. We're going to go through all of the top 10 hits during this hour. President's health care plan is number 10. As it happens, the number 9 item on the countdown is the Conrad Murray verdict. I chuckle about that. I don't know why. It just seems like we've been talking about this for a way long time. Here's host Rick Barber with entertainment reporter Shannon Rose. Rose thinks the guilty verdict will have a huge impact on the medical community.
Were you surprised at the verdict?
Not at all. I predicted it. I predicted it was going to happen. You know, they show precedence for all future doctors, Hollywood doctors, you know, the Hollywood stars that want to pay for these doctors, that want to just give, you know, these pain pills and whatnot. And it's just showing them that this cannot happen anymore. And that's why they put him in handcuffs. They showed it on some other Hollywood gossip sites that this is going to happen to anybody in the future that tries to do this again. And definitely it's justice for Michael Jackson also.
Yeah, but let's kind of back up because you just covered a whole hell of a swathe of ground there. First of all, you say that this is going to affect doctors from here on out. In what fashion? I mean, given that a doctor has a large area of, shall we say, authority when it comes to prescriptions, does he not? Or she?
Well, yeah, but also you remember that this doctor, Dr. Conrad Murray, was paid $150,000 a month to prescribe, you know, and work with Michael Jackson. It's pretty much what he wants. And, you know, a lot of the, you know, Hollywood stars out there or athletes, you know, at times pay for doctors, pay the doctors or the doctors, hang out with them because of the fame, to get them what, you know, pills they want or, you know, whatever they want as far as medicine. And this just shows to the doctors out there that you can't be a Hollywood doctor and prescribe what you want and do what you want because of fame or money.
Well, let's say that you happen to be, let's say you're a doctor and you have three or four actresses whose biggest concern is to stay pretty, which means keep from losing weight. It is not uncommon. In fact, it's very common. It's almost the stuff of legend. It's stuff of tabloids that diet pills are very common.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen, do you think, there?
I think it's going to affect that also as a whole. I mean, I think the laws, you know, after this happened are going to change a little bit. I think they should even tighten up laws a little bit more to, you know, it's not just, you know, there's addictions out there, not just, you know, the marijuana and whatnot or harder drugs, but also pain medication. There is just as bad with that, too.
Well, pain medication is one thing, but I mean,
And diet pills, too.
Yeah, I was going to say diet pills more likely.
Right. You can go to any Walmart or any type of, you know, store and be able to get as much as you want, you know, and that has drugs per se in it also.
Well, you can get a lot of over-the-counters, but, you know, we're talking about stuff like Preludin. I don't know if you're familiar with Preludin.
Yeah.
It's a very common diet pill. It's a methamphetamine, in fact.
Right.
And it's commonly prescribed for people who are watching their weight. As I say, a lot of actresses, certainly. A lot of actors, too, by the way.
Up next, we are into the Fast and Furious lane again. It's been a while since we talked about that, but it's a time for it to be revisited. The anti-union vote in Ohio and the latest on the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
As fall turns into the holiday season, entertaining expert Paul McCullough says coffee can be a focal point for gathering, not just a standard offering with dessert. McCullough, who caters to the Hollywood stars, says when worked into entertaining plans, coffee can turn an everyday visit into a memorable event.
It's easy to find high-quality premium coffee in the supermarket, and during the cooler holiday entertaining season, it's wise to have a few varieties on hand to be prepared for unexpected guests. Starbucks offers an assortment of flavor and taste profiles that make entertaining guests convenient and delicious. I love the naturally sweet, rich flavor of Starbucks Natural Fusions Vanilla, which is really enjoyable with festive butter cookies. Or the balanced, clean notes of House Blend, which is the perfect accompaniment for pecan pie. No matter what your flavor preference is, there's something to suit everyone's taste anytime you entertain.
McCullough says whether you're getting together with friends and family or enjoying your daily routine, a delicious cup of high-quality premium Starbucks coffee adds an extra element of warmth to the occasion. I'm John Tridden.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Talk Radio in review, number 8 this week, the beginning of the Fast and Furious hearings. Talk host Garrett Lewis here with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona about Attorney General Holder's testimony.
We finally got Holder to testify, and he had really no answers. He didn't want to say he was sorry about an operation he allegedly didn't know about that resulted in the death of Brian Terry. I thought it was quite cold. I'm curious, before we get going, what was your take on the testimony of Eric Holder?
Well, to be honest with you, I thought it was pathetic. I hate to use that term, but when it applies, it must be used. When you have something this botched, when you refuse to acknowledge that there were problems made here, even when the President of the United States in March on CNN Espanol actually acknowledges there were mistakes made, we got a problem here. This was inappropriate. And I think that it shows the American people that we need to dig further to find out exactly who was responsible in the hierarchy for orchestrating this and making sure that this never happens again and hold those accountable for who allowed this to occur.
Now, I know you said it was pathetic, but was there anything else that hit you when he, when he said, Senator Cornyn said, do you want to say you're sorry? And he, no, I regret that this happened, but he didn't want to say he was sorry about it.
Oh. It violates all of the way we are human and the way we are Americans. I mean, we are, humans, first, right, and mistakes can be made. And it also shows that, when you are a person at the top, when something goes wrong within your organization, you take responsibility for it. I thought it was horrible. I think the other part of this is, to tell us that this wouldn't have happened if we'd had stronger gun laws. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and that's the thing. He keeps going back to that, and it's almost like you want to just say, like, are you kidding me? You let them walk. And then he'll sit there and say, well, there are 115,000 people that work under me. I can't know everything that's going on.
Well, but I think that's kind of interesting, Garrett, because, we see his chief of staff, who was a former attorney general, knowing intricate details as of last March. I mean, we kept our agents on the other side of the border in the dark. We never talked to the Mexican government. I mean, you gotta wonder why all of a sudden you know, the president talked about this gun walking and talks about new gun regulations and that guns have to, you know, 90% of all the guns in Mexico come from the United States, when that's untrue. And then he's going to back the attorney general on an aggressive attempt on guns. It all kind of starts lining up when you look at it. It kind of makes perfect sense to the rest of us, and I think to the common American. The Second Amendment was under fire.
Number seven is next on the countdown, the Ohio anti-union ballot issue. Andrea Mitchell talking to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder about the anti-union bill that was passed in Ohio this week and what it might mean for his state as well as for others that have been dealing with that issue.
You have a much better relationship with the unions. You have been much less aggressive than I think some of your Republican colleagues, but you still have this issue out there and you see the vote in Ohio. Is that a signal that the voters do not want collective bargaining rights taken away from public workers?
Well, in Michigan, we've never made it a challenge for
right.
I mean, as a practice matter, I view collective bargaining as something we work in good faith. In fact, I'm glad to say we've actually been doing collective bargaining with state employees, and we've come to a tentative agreement that hopefully we'll have an agreement soon that's being ratified. So I view it, let's work together. There's too much divisiveness in this country. So our philosophy in Michigan is let's find the common ground and work together.
Did some of the other governors, Scott Walker, John Kasich, some of the others, go too far?
Well, again, I don't look at what they're doing as much as saying, are we succeeding in Michigan? Because I think we can be a role model of saying, you don't have to go divisive. You can win together, or you should at least be working on that path to start with. And it's been successful in our state. We've gotten a whole lot done just in the last 10 months. I've signed over 200 bills into law that are really moving Michigan forward. We were at the bottom. Now we're headed towards the top.
A lot of people are saying, a lot of Democrats certainly in the White House are saying, but a lot of Michigan voters as well, say that the auto bailout worked, that jobs were saved. What's your take on it now, after the fact?
Yeah, well, it's easy to do after the fact analysis of these things. As a practical matter, the way I viewed it when it took place is if it would have been about an individual company going under or going bankrupt, it should have gone through the normal process. The challenge with the auto industry is we were talking about a whole industry, that either if GM or Chrysler would have gone under, it probably would have brought down the entire supply chain. It could have put Ford into bankruptcy. So since we were talking about an entire industry, it was appropriate to look at being larger measures. All the specifics, you can still go back and quarterback. There are good and bad. It's more to say it's behind us, and now let's make sure the auto industry is being successful, which they are, which is exciting.
Number six on the countdown is what's in the Occupy movement this week, what's new there. Host Bill McEwen here, talking about which of our founding fathers they believe would have been involved in this movement.
I would say that James Madison would have been a member of Occupy Wall Street, and here's why. This is what he saw way back when. This is what he foresaw. This is his quote from James Madison. "We are free today substantially, but the day will come when our republic will be an impossibility. It will be an impossibility because wealth will be concentrated in the hands of a few. A republic cannot stand upon bayonets, and when that day comes, when the wealth of the nation will be in the hands of a few, then we must rely upon the wisdom of the best elements in the country to readjust the laws of the nation to the changing conditions." He predicted we'd have what we have today. 1%, 99%. And I want to be accurate about this because 1% of the population in America owns 43% of the wealth. The top 10% owns 83%. So it's not exactly 1% versus 99%, but James Madison saw this coming. He wrote about it, and he said, we have to be flexible. We have to adjust to the conditions. And right now we have a government that is paralyzed. It's paralyzed by polarization. It's not reacting to the changing conditions. And in fact, we have a situation in which those that have the most, and let's recognize that they have great ingenuity and, you know, they're part of this meritocracy. But they also now have been replaced by a new wave of the wealthy, and they're the ones that have a sense of entitlement.
Coming up, the possibility of a nuclear Iran. Plus, we talk about this week's activity in the markets on the Talk Radio Review.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number 5 on our countdown this week, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Talk host Bill Mahler here with Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois about the reports of nuclear weapon building in Iran and what needs to be done about it.
UN weapon inspectors have found evidence that, despite the vociferous denials from President Ahmadinejad, Iran, in fact, is moving forward in a scheme to develop a nuclear weapon. That is a frightening prospect to a lot of people. Is it frightening to you, Senator Mark Kirk?
It is. And I think we should be concerned, especially because of where this information comes from. The United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency consistently said that, for example, the Bush administration was overstating the threat in Iraq. And in the end, they were right about the status of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons program. They are now saying that Iran has moved very close to building a nuclear weapon. Especially the bombshell in this report is the details on how they are designing a warhead for a nuclear weapon to fit atop their long-range missile that could hit U.S. bases in the Persian Gulf or our allies in Israel. If this is not a gun, I don't know what is. And I think it means the United States should take some pretty dramatic non-military action to make sure that the Iranians don't get atomic weapons. If they do, we hand our kids an extremely dangerous 21st century.
So more pressure, would that be sanctions, diplomatic pressure? How about sabotage? Didn't we foul up their centrifuges or something when it was needed to refine nuclear fuel?
Yeah, I'm for anything that can work on a non-military basis, but the key step is sanctioning the Central Bank of Iran. This is the paymaster for Hezbollah and Hamas. These are the people that pay the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Quds Force that were planning to bomb a Washington, D.C. restaurant to kill a Saudi ambassador. And these are the people that fund the nuclear weapons program. We built consensus. It's pretty partisan in Washington right now, but Senator Schumer and I gathered 92 senators, all but 8, on a letter to the president saying, Mr. President, collapse the Central Bank of Iran, say that any entity which does business with that central bank cannot do business with the United States. That would cripple Iran's currency and, I believe, give us decisive diplomatic leverage over the Iranians to stop the nuclear weapons program.
Number 4 on the countdown, stock market activity. Here's host Greg Garrison talking to the Wall Street Journal's Stephen Moore about the volatile ride on the markets this week.
We've talked in so many connections so many times about the desperate need that this economy has, that the markets have, for something akin to predictability. Really, even if it's bad, but much better if what's predictable is good. The market up, the market down, the market 300 points down. Are we likely to see anything akin to a decent rebound in the stock market before Barack Hussein Obama is gone?
Well, you know, Greg, one thing I never do is predict what the sad part is going to do, because that's almost impossible. If I could do that, I wouldn't be on your show right now. I'd be on the French Riviera on the beaches. But look, I mean, I've talked about this so many times on your show. I think almost everything, I can't think of very few exceptions, almost everything Obama is doing and has done over the last 32 months has been very bearish for stocks and very bearish for profits and very bearish for businesses. And, you know, that's why I think it's very appropriate that Obama has linked arms with the Occupy Wall Street movement, because he believes, as they do, that profits are evil, that businesses are evil, that the free enterprise system should be destroyed and that the capitalist system should be destroyed. So it's not too surprising that we have this lousy economy, given that philosophy has taken hold in the White House for the last more than 2.5 years, almost 3 years now.
Stock market activity, the fourth most talked about topic, big deal on Business Talk Radio, especially this week. So let's recap. The ruling on the constitutionality of Obamacare, that's number 10. Conrad Murray verdict number 9. Fast and furious hearings number 8. Number 7, the Ohio anti-union ballot issue. Number 6, Occupy Wall Street. Number 5, Iran's quest for nuclear weapons. And stock market activities number 4. So that leaves us with number 3, 2, and 1. And they're coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Wow, Santa Rita's got some nose.
That's a saint you're talking about.
Actually, I'm talking about Santa Rita Reserva Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh.
When a wine has a delightful aroma, experts say it has a good nose. Have a sip.
Heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, recipient of a remarkable 28 90+ ratings from wine experts in the past year and named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits magazine. Santa Rita, imported from Chile by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately?
Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back in the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review, focusing on the top three, at number three, the economic crisis in Europe. Here's host Ray Dunaway with Jack Otter from CBS's Money Watch about the financial problems that are plaguing Italy and how that may affect the economy over here.
Apparently Italy is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a pretty big problem. It is the eighth biggest economy in the world. And it is so big that it can't really be bailed out. You know, Greece, sure, the Germans could dig deep, the other countries in Europe could dig deep and help Greece out. With Italy, you can't really pay off Italy's debts from taxpayers' pockets in other countries. So they've got to solve this problem, and if they don't, then we could see a pretty serious domino effect.
Jack, do they have a similar problem? You know, somebody once said demographics is destiny. And the fact is, you know, from what I understand, there aren't a lot of kids. I mean, it's basically demographically, it's the population that's getting older, as I think I've figured out. So, you know, who do you have to pay for those rather generous programs?
Well, exactly. And this is not just an Italian problem. This is a developed world problem. As our nations have gotten richer and older, we've wanted to help out the older population, and that's a great thing, but now we're finding that we face a very stark choice, which is either we've got to pay more in taxes to support those programs, or we've got to cut those programs back. And people would like to think that there's an easy solution, you know, cut foreign aid or something like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, there isn't. These are very big numbers, and those are the only two choices we have.
And even if, for example, here in the United States, if you cut defense, okay, that's a sizable chunk of money, but it's still not, I don't think it's enough to take care of some of the challenges we're facing here.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, it doesn't even start to take care of the problem. It's less than 1% of the budget.
Jack, let me ask you this. How important is, you know, the committee of whatever it is, that special group that was put together, the super committee, how important is it when they release their report? I mean, what are people going to be looking for? And are the markets and everyone in general just looking for an indication that somebody's starting to take these problems seriously?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. You know, I mean, you can go back to Simpson-Bowles, and that was a very good plan. It upset everybody. I don't care if you're on the left or the right, if you're old, you're young. Nobody wanted their thing cut, but that's what you got to do. It cut everyone's thing. And so this super committee now, you know, let's hope they can come out with something good, but there is already a movement to restore the military cuts that either the super committee might cut or that might get cut if the super committee doesn't have a good solution. And so that sounds to me, frankly, like they're still not serious.
Here's host John Sanchez talking about Italy's prime minister stepping down and the impact that's had on the markets.
We had a confidence vote. That was kind of late early morning. My bro Lusconi, the prime minister of Italy. So everybody anxiously awaited that. Essentially, it passed. But then the big news of the day, after that confidence vote is Berlusconi going to step aside? Is he going to do like George P. in Greece? And say, I've had enough. It's time for a new party to come in. But lo and behold, he did decide to do that. Now, once again, the schizophrenic market that no one can predict, you would think that with all this turmoil going on now in Italy, the third largest economy in the Eurozone, the eighth largest economy in the entire world, don't know who the next political party is going to be, who's going to lead the country, what's going to be their political agenda, what's going to be their economic agenda. Nobody knows. So we now have two major countries in the Eurozone, Greece and now Italy, that we don't know who's going to be running it. So you would think, again, this would create all kinds of volatility and turmoil in the market. But what does this schizophrenic market do? It rallies on the news. I guess, you know, analyzing it and kind of, you know, really looking at it with a magnifying glass, I guess the reason predominantly behind it is, well, they know Berlusconi's policies and what he's done and what he hasn't done. So, geez, the next guy's got to be a lot better. And so the market went into rally mode. We finished with a very solid session, 102-point gain on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 0.84%, closing level 12,170. NASDAQ rose 1.2%, our best indice on a percentage basis today. 32-point gain for the NASDAQ to close at 2,727. And the S&P 500 rising 15 points, 1.17%, to close at 1,275. Oil was strong, $1.28 gain, $96.80, getting close to that $100 barrel mark once again.
Number two this week, the Penn State scandal. Wow, what a situation. And that'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hot hits and talk radio, number two this week, the Penn State outrage. Host John Dennis and Gary Callahan with another host named Mark Madden, who wrote a column about the scandal at Penn State 7 months ago, yet everybody at the time just kind of ignored it. And that's not all. He says, we haven't heard the worst of what has gone on yet.
Give us the talking points of what it is you wrote, and the key here is 7 months ago.
And why you wrote it, Mark? Don't forget that.
Well, I just wrote it because I thought it was a good story. And because you could see what was coming a mile away. Grand juries don't convene and put in the time unless they're 99.9% sure they're going to come out of there with strong indictments. That's what grand juries are all about. You don't see them often convened, and when they do, it's like the angel of death showing up at your door, much like Jeremy Schapp coming to your town to report. I've always considered his presence to be the last gasp for whoever's reputation is on the line. So I just had happened to read a couple articles on the Center Daily Times website, that's the State College local paper, mm-hmm. about this grand jury, did a little more investigating, got all stuff that was publicly available, and decided, boy, this could really add up to trouble for Penn State, especially when, at this point in his life, and really for the last 10 years, maybe longer, Joe Paterno is so feeble that the whole infrastructure was vulnerable to something like this because he just had lost control. He was too old, too vulnerable. You could see the potential for something like this on his watch happening.
How much heat did you take after you wrote it last April, Mark?
Honestly, almost none, because no one believed it could be possibly true.
Really?
Well, people said, oh, he's a crackpot. You guys know my rep. He's just trying to stir up trouble. You know, and what can I tell you? It's all true. And again, I don't take a lot of credit for that.
Hey, you refer to 98. Obviously, we know what happened in 98. We know who knew about it. Every police force, you know, the DA, the campus police, the state police knew that he was being investigated, knew Sandusky essentially confessed. Is it possible that Paterno didn't know every detail of that investigation?
No, Joe Paterno knows everything that goes on at State College. I hear today he's going to say that, you know, when Mike McCreary told him what he saw in the shower in 02,
mm-hmm.
that McCreary was very vague and just said horsing around went on. That's a flat-out lie. Read the grand jury report.
That's perjury when it comes to Schultz and Curley. They said something like that and got charged with perjury.
Well, the way I've had it explained to me by a lawyer, the way this works is Joe did not violate any law because he did not violate his chain of command. He kept ticking the information upstairs, and when it reached the top, that's who's legally responsible. It may not sound right, but laws often don't. So I don't think Joe's legally responsible. But, boy, wait till the civil lawsuit's in, huh, guys?
Right. But what's the next shoe to drop? You've certainly been on top of this, Mark. Are we going to find out, like, in the next few days?
The Joe Paw quashed the investigation in 98?
Well, I can give you a rumor, and I can give you something I think might happen.
Okay.
Give us both.
Okay, I hear there's a rumor that there will be a more shocking development from the Second Mile Foundation. And hold on to your stomachs, boys. This is gross. I will, you know, I'll use the only language I can. That Jerry Sandusky and Second Mile were pimping out young boys to rich donors.
Okay.
That is being investigated by two prominent columnists even as I speak.
Wow.
The other thing I think that may eventually become uncovered, and I talk about this in my original article back in April, is that I think you'll find out that Jerry Sandusky was told that he had to retire in exchange for a cover-up.
Host Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton talking to Carissa Maxwell, a reporter in State College who feels that Joe Paterno is being made a scapegoat here.
I'm getting the sense now that you're bothered that people are mad with Joe Paterno personally. Are you one of these people that believes that Joe Paterno is being scapegoated here?
I'm in the middle.
Well, let me help you out here, right? Because maybe you're not mature enough to get this, all right? A 10-year-old boy was sodomized in a shower on the facility of the Penn State Athletic Department, correct?
Yes.
All right. Joe Paterno was made aware of that and did not make a phone call during it or after to find out what was going on. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So just so I can help you out here, because maybe your mind doesn't work right here, Carissa. How can you feel that in any way, shape, or form that Joe Paterno is being scapegoated when under his watch, at least one and most likely multiple young boys were molested in his backyard, essentially?
Well, from what I understand, he was reassured by our AD, Tim Curley.
He's a grown man. He never went to, he didn't go to the police. He called his AD and never thought about it again. What part of that don't you get?
I do understand that.
No, I don't think you do.
And listen, but this is where people outside of the Penn State community.
You don't have to be inside or outside. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have any connection to Penn State to understand what the man did was offensively wrong. Now, if it was up to you, would you let him coach against Nebraska?
Against Nebraska?
Yeah.
I would.
You would have.
The rest of the season?
Listen, do me a favor, because I can't continue with this. Call your mom and dad, all right? And tell your mom and dad that you feel bad for Joe Paterno and you think he ought to coach the Nebraska game, and then get back to us after your mom and dad have a talking to you, okay?
My parents agree with me along with a lot of other
people. Well, then
your
parents are stupid too.
Host Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talking to Mike Poorman, professor of communications and director of alumni relations at Penn State, about the way Joe Paterno has handled this situation.
Mike, how do you think Joe has handled communication so far?
Well, at the very end, he did okay, but I would give him probably an F as far as communicating his message and dealing with the media over the past week, for sure.
Yeah, we're outsiders talking about your school. I don't know how long you've been there, Mike, but so many of us looked at Penn State as, you know, that shining university on the hill where, yeah, you could do it the right way, and you could put people first, you could graduate kids and still have competitive sports programs. Now we look at it and say, gosh, is it like every other place where there are terrible stories that are revealed?
Well, I am a graduate of Penn State in 1982, went there in 1979, wear two hats. I work with alumni in the College of Communications, that's media people like you, and also teach one or two classes a semester, this fraternal and a media class being one of them. And I think Penn State's image today nationally is focused on a few, not many. I think the core of Penn State remains the same. But in any situation, the light shines brightest on those who might have made the biggest mistakes.
Is there a general sense one way or the other among alumni on whether or not the school did the right thing by getting rid of Paterno?
I think there's probably almost unanimous, I shouldn't say unanimous, but a large majority of people, again, within my college, who are media people, who are media savvy, who are trained in, you know, in media ethics, journalism ethics, from what I'm hearing from people across the country, and a lot of them in high-level jobs, that this was the right decision.
Okay, at number one this week on the countdown, the 2012 presidential race, the Republican wannabe. Next on the countdown.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's focus the rest of the hour here, the Countdown Hour, on the presidential race and the wannabes from the Republican Party. Here's host Debbie Rodriguez with David Catanese from Politico.com about Rick Perry's stumble during the GOP debate this week.
Was Rick Perry's brain freeze, in fact, disastrous, or was it just something funny to laugh off?
Well, it's both, I think. Unfortunately for him, it's disastrous, but also going to be funny. In fact, word is he is going on The Late Show with David Letterman to do a top 10 list to try to make light of all this, and that's sort of been his strategy since it happened. He's done a full media blitz, gone on all the morning talk shows, he's doing radio shows today, will be on late night television tonight to basically say, hey, you know, this was a mistake, I know it was a mistake, it's funny, but let me move on from this, give me another lifeline.
How badly could this hurt his campaign? Will he be able to overcome it?
Well, you know, anything can happen in politics, so to write him completely off with, you know, having, you know, $15 million in the bank would be not smart. But this reinforces his main problem, which is he doesn't have the command and authority to be commander-in-chief because he's had these flubs in debates before, and voters have now given him multiple chances. You can't say he's right out of the gate or new anymore. He's been in the race at least 3 months. He's gone through several of these debates, and he's still having problems.
How does it leave the entire field of contenders? Because Herman Cain's already in a lot of trouble with those sexual harassment allegations against him.
Well, it benefits Mitt Romney most because Rick Perry is supposed to be the main rival, the main threat to Romney's claim on the nomination, and Romney is getting lucky that Rick Perry is imploding in a lot of these debates and doesn't seem like the threat, and that has also sort of stoked the rise of Herman Cain. Remember, it was Perry's fall that allowed Cain to rise in the polls, so anytime that Perry, you know, doesn't perform well or has a terrible moment, that's a benefit of Mitt Romney, who looks like the nominal, a weak front runner, but a front runner.
Talk host Don Wade and Roma with CNBC's Larry Kudlow about Rick Perry's chances of recovery after his performance at this week's debate.
How deadly was the Perry gaffe?
Well, it was pretty tragically deadly. I mean, there's no way around it. And it's funny because I thought Rick Perry was having a pretty good debate up to then. He was weighing in on his tax plan and his energy plan. He had some good fiscal. He was against bailouts. So he was doing pretty well. And then, of course, came that terrible moment when he couldn't remember the Energy Department. And I hate to be in a position of saying anything definitive, but I think my reaction at the moment was so anguished about it. It's just like anybody, whether I like him or dislike him, you hate to see that. We all can have those senior moments, which is how I kind of looked at it. But unfortunately, he chose a very bad time and a very bad moment, and of course all the other questions about his debating skills. And you know, my point on the show last night was that whether we like it or not, debates are a very important part of this presidential nominating process, and they're going to come back in a year, less than a year, in October of 2012, when you have to debate the president. And so you really got to get your best foot forward, and I think unfortunately Rick Perry put his worst foot forward, so he's going to be in a lot of trouble on this.
Had he been a front runner, it might have been forgivable, because certainly Obama made his mistakes, his 57 states and his various different gaffes that he made over the course. But because Perry is already in a really vulnerable position, that makes it quite a different issue, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. I couldn't agree more. I think that you're exactly right, because if Rick had a solid debate performance, let's say he'd run off five or six debates and had done very well, I think a gaffe like this would have been excused. And I think because he didn't do well and his support has been flagging as a result of this, you know, I think that it really is a very bad mark. And I reckon it will hurt his candidacy. Now, it's kind of interesting. He is obviously down in the polls. I don't know. Let's peg him at 6-8%. So there'll be some migration, some additional migration away from Rick. And the question is, where will it go? Because I felt that, you know, Herman Cain had a very good debate last night. And I felt going into the debate, where we expected Romney to do well and we expected Newt to do well, the big question was, would Herman regain his composure and his footing? Would he look presidential? And would he go back to selling 999 and his free market views about business and the economy and so forth?
And he did.
I think he did. In fact, I think he did it splendidly.
Presidential race, most talked about topic this week on the talk radio circuit. Let's recap one more time. The ruling on the constitutionality of Obamacare, that's number 10. Number 9, the Conrad Murray verdict. Number 8, Fast and Furious hearings and Eric Holder. Number 7, the Ohio ballot issue on unions. Number 6, Occupy Wall Street protests. Nuclear ambitions of the Iranians, number 5. Stock market activity up and down, number 4. European economic situation, number 3. Penn State scandal, number 2. And number 1 again is the presidential race. That's the way it shapes up this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know?